This is a production of Cornell University.
All right, it is now 4:47 p.m. on Thursday, September 12th, and we are calling this meeting to order. Well, we will in like 2 seconds when I bang the gavel. That better be in this bag. All right, will the clerk please call the roll when you get a chance?
Here.
Here. Present. Aniki.
Aniki.
Yeah,
Aniki.
Here. Toby, wait. Toby, you're in a minute.
All right, so first order of business is going to be, it's not on the agenda, it's going to be the oath of office. For those of you who do not know, I'm making this announcement now. Jay Lee, who was undesignated at large, resigned from the SA yesterday. Following our charter, we went to the person with the next highest number of votes, who was Mo Se Cho, who declined the position because he's going abroad. So the next person with the next highest number of votes is Nicholas Vasco, who is now joining us today as a new undesignated at large. So if you could please stand and raise your left hand. Okay. Repeat after me. In view of the trust the Cornell community has vested in me, as well as my personal sense of honor, I, state your name, do solemnly affirm to fulfill my responsibilities as a student elected representative. I will engage in open and honest debate in a process where I am guided by truth and fairness. I will never purposely misrepresent facts in an effort to achieve my goals. If a conflict of interest arises, I will relinquish my right to participate in the decision-making process. I will seek out and voice effectively the interests and concerns of the student body. I will seek out and voice effectively the interests and concerns of the student body. Address the issues of my fellow students and strive to improve the quality of life at Cornell for all students. Please make sure you sign the oath of office that's in your binder. And congratulations. Alright. Next thing on our agenda is approval of the minutes.
No, you approve.
I have a motion.
Seconded.
Any dissent? Seeing none, the September 5th minutes are approved. Next portion of our agenda is the open microphone portion. I'll give it to Executive Vice President Sally.
If there's anyone in the audience who would like to say something to the Assembly that is not currently on our agenda, please come forward and let us know what you think. Is there anyone out there? All right, open microphone is now closed.
Fantastic. Next announcement and report. First update is an elections update by the Director of Elections, Maria. Thanks. Any questions? All right, next update is an outreach update by VP of Outreach to Pizza. If you need a reminder of any outreach requirements, please see VP of Pizza. Next update on the agenda is going to be a communication CIC update. I'm assuming that's what it is. From Representative Pizza. Fantastic, thank you. Any questions about that for Representative Hittinger? No? Next is going to be a Community Life Committee update, which is to be given by Representative Stefanko, who for some reason is not here. So I will just tell you, Community Life Committee met for the first time on the Tuesday. Representative Henderson was there Tuesday, 6 p.m. It was actually a pretty good meeting. I know a few of you are in the room right here. I know Representative Henderson is definitely in the room. And they actually introduced themselves. They had about, what, 20-something people there? Or in the teens or 20s. It was actually a pretty good turnout. So they're all starting to hash out a couple new ideas. We should be seeing a bigger list of things coming forward, including the not limited to gender inclusive housing. There was a lot of composting, environmental, green involvement fun stuff. So that should be pretty interesting. So if you have any questions about that, reach out to Representative Stefanko. Any other announcements and reports that did not quite make it to the agenda? Anything about? None? Oh, wait. Representative Calvert? Pass him the microphone. Pass him the microphone. We can't hear you. Fantastic. All right, moving on to the next portion of our agenda, since we have 3 minutes left. We have a speaker here today who is the Director of Intercultural Programs and the Associate Dean of Students, Dr. Renee Alexander, class of 74. to address us about the address the assembly. Oh, let's move this forward. Address the assembly about the rebranding of 626 Thurston, the Center for Intercultural Dialogue. Thank you for being with us today. Do not eat that during this meeting. That is, I'll send it all across the list there. Can you turn the camera?
Yeah.
I cannot hear a thing this one. Forty-five minutes. As long as you need. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to be on the speaker's list, by the way, just slide them down because I can't see you.
Thank you. I'd like to find a new solution. Over the past few weeks, I've been really excited about the project, and
Questions at this point, or comments, anything? Rock, and then Betty.
I think that's I'm going to have to be first on the team. Okay, you understand?
And I'm going to
Oh, it depends. What did she say? And the final speaker on our speaker is going to be Representative Lee.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for coming again and helping us visualize in the background. If any member of anybody in the audience has any questions for Dr. Alexander, you can email her at rta3@cornell.edu. Check it out. I got your back, bro. All right. Moving on to business of the day. First up is Resolution 4, renaming the Women's Issues at Large Representative by Juliana. Can you get a picture of this now, please? Thank you. I had a picture of that. Renee, could you hold on just like 2 seconds? Linda's gonna take a picture of you by Instagram. I'm sorry. We're trying to do better with social media things. You can go ahead. First on the speaker list is Representative Block. Oh, sorry.
I think that based on the truly significant impact that this is going to make on the campus, it's very imperative that we pass this as soon as possible. So with that, I motion to vote. Nothing but complimentary. I motion to vote. Call the question.
Thank you, sir. Okay. There's been a call to question. It's been seconded today in the defense. Seeing none, we are going to roll call vote to wake you all up. Kelsey, if you could please call the roll. Not present. Perfect. Our vote is 17-0-0. Resolution 4 passes. next up on the agenda, but I think it's over. Next up on the agenda is new business, Resolution 7, restructuring the elections committee, sponsored by Levon Bonatti. I'm going to kick it to parliamentarian further for an explanation of this. Everybody understand? Questions? Mm-hmm. All right. You have 2 minutes to present. Hold on just 1 second, because this does not seem to actually reflect the changes in the system. I think it will be copied and pasted. It still has the review tab on it, you know what I mean, from Microsoft Word, so it might be confusing to go through Reddit. So hold on, if you guys give me just like a couple seconds, and we're going to find the actual resolution from any of these Okay. So for the record, I want to make sure this is stated for the record. We might have to go line by line to bear with you. So on the fifth line, when it says the committee consists of 10 voting members of whom the words less than are no longer in there. The word, the phrase may has also been cut, and that has been replaced with must. Also, the senior members of the essay has been inserted. Sorry. You want me to read the whole thing? I can read the whole thing.
I don't know. From clarification, yes. Question, can we, it would be easier for you to email this out and people look at their computers
sure.
for like 5 minutes?
Sure. If you have your computer and would like to look at this, I'm going to send it out to the members of the committee.
So at this time, you're allowed to look through your computers, but just to look at the resolution and then make sure you're paying attention to your attendance.
And I guess for future reference, when I didn't realize that this was going to happen, but when you do the, like, the strike through, it looks like it's going to work, but it doesn't actually print out that way. So we've learned our lesson the hard way.
It doesn't put the strike, it doesn't put formatting. It's plain text.
It's just a strike through box.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the coloring doesn't go through.
Alright, everybody should have received it by now. Did I just got it from my email?
Sure, look next to you if they don't have computer, please.
Alright, so given that, the first person on the speaker's list is going to be DOE Mobile. Next on the speaker's list is DC Block.
So it seems, Enrico, that you're trying to give a specific percentage to the composition of the committee, but that composition already exists. You know, it has to be less than half of the committee's FA members. Each having a very tall that rule. So I guess could you explain the rationale behind acquiring a majority of, or at least 50% FA members, and why do you think any FA members need to be on the committee? I mean, why couldn't we have all community members be on the election committee?
So, in the
Point of inquiry. Under the current rules of the Elections Committee, is it stated that 40% or less of the members must be, or can be, using SA members?
The current document reads, the committee consists of 10 voting members of whom less than half may also be members of the SA, meaning no more than four people maximum from the SA can sit on the Elections Committee. It can be all ten. It can be 10 members total. Could all be from the community. There's no set number that says or SA number that has to be on the committee. Does that make sense? Okay. Next on the previous list is Representative Dittinger. Next on the speaker's list is VP Hay.
Hey, can you just like elaborate or clarify on the interest of being for the resolution and the initiative and stuff like that?
Next on the speaker list is Representative Hoffman.
Hey, okay,
Under our charter, aren't all students ex officio members of that site?
I'm going to defer to Pavan and Jane Berger on that one. Next one, people versus representative group. The prototype that was kind of the process, given I guess the backup in the office were messed up. She didn't actually print the new prototype that didn't have that deadline on it. The first round of deadlines we did for people who had applied already last semester and over the summer, and we needed to get them staffed particularly for appropriations because they had a hearing that Monday. So they had to have at least staffed somewhere. For all open committees, all other committees, the application is rolling, and it's still open. Some of them are capped, so people do study as long as people apply. I'm a little afraid of these people because of the same thing.
Well, I was just going to add on that I think that, like, just for the open committees, if someone expressed interest and they have trouble with the staffing system or something along those lines, I have a thing where I'm not that concerned about their application. I bring it to the staffing committee, and if they're okay with me adding them to it's an open committee, and there's people that want to be part of the team, and that's kind of cool.
It's twofold. First, it's first just because that's the way the office and the assembly keeps track of who is applied, and that's how we can actually staff into the system. That's how you get on a listserv. So that's kind of the administrative logistical part of it. The other part of it is for when the process comes up for weekly list service in the staffing committee, that there are some objective basis for us to examine candidates, particularly for committees that are closed, like SPARC, appropriations, so everybody's on the same page. Everybody has a plan for it, everybody has the opportunity to write something there. So I think that's what it's what he's getting at.
People have
to
apply for
That's kind of fun, sorry. Representative Henderson.
So my question is, I guess in the situation with BDG and 5 years, do you think that apply and everyone has a business that maybe you don't want to, or maybe you'd rather find a chair?
Next one, Peter Burke, is representative of the government. That concludes the first speaker versus. Is there anybody else who has not spoken already that would like to speak? Seeing none, we're going to move to the second speaker list. The first on that speaker list is Representative Henderson.
I guess going back to the question, I guess the way that I read it is that they want to meet other neighbor versions, that not enough senior and present. I guess my thought would be that I don't know if they want to. But
Alright, that extinguishes the speaker's list.
Motion to table.
We're going to need to table it. It will automatically come back next week. Thank you. Here you go. Great. Oh, almost knocked that down. Alright, you can operate your laptop now at this point. Next up on the agenda is Resolution 8, Diversity Plan 2013-2014, Representative Bishop, D.P. Bishop, I'm sorry. Hold on, just a second. Hallelujah and Burger, sorry. I'm going to defer to you, please. Okay. Thank you very much. Any questions? You may present. You have 2 minutes. Just so you know, I'm extending your time to the business.
It's the way of
life. So, this one is a really good
You're a functional line. First one to speak with is Trustee Goodman.
Yeah.
just so you know, VP Harris could probably speak to this a bit more, but the committee last year actually did have a number of initiatives that actually came to be through the FAA. Some of them did not. They were successful in getting students involved in the gene search for college of arts and sciences. The inclusive book policy has already been sent to the faculty senate and the educational policy committee right now. That was passed unanimously by the FAA. What else is there? Ian, did I miss something? Okay. Go ahead.
So because obviously we're working with different colleges, we will do after the week, maybe the week, and maybe the week after the end of the because there are going to be a lot of
It would depend on what the issue is. So for the book policy, for instance, that came to the FAA. Other things, if you use SADAC for a couple of sessions at the same time to develop their next round of toward new destinations initiatives, then they would take those back to their individual college. Next on the speaker list is VP Block.
I have a question, a broader question about your committee examination point. So here you say that the committee chairs will report on their members' gender, race, sexual orientation, and nationality. So can you talk a little bit about how you chose those four? I mean, why not religion? Why not veteran status? Why not whether or not they come from the South or the North or the West of the country, whether you have nationality here? And I guess talk more about the follow-up procedures. So let's say that, we know that Jewish people are 23 to 26% of the school. So we find that I'm underrepresented in Jewish people on appropriation committee. Hasn't happened normally, but let's say it happens. What do we do with that? What happens if we find out that we have too few, that there is not a proper representation of the LGBTQ community? And what do you actually do with that? And why do you think that these four are the only four indicators of diversity that we as committee chairs should be looking at?
So I'll try to touch on that because part of the staffing committee, one of the resolutions passed last year was to have evaluations of the committee. So right now, I just created a survey to all committee members that asked a variety of the questions that you just emphasized. The ones that were included on this diversity plan and some other ones, I did put where they're from for the South, North, East, and West. But I'm going to add that tonight before that. It's finalized with the HR department. So the feedback that I'm, what I plan to do with that is to kind of look at that in comparison with the whole, with the entire school like demographic and see if there's issues. And then just based on that, and provide that information to the staffing committee for whenever staffing questions come up the rest of this year or next year whenever maybe the staff so that they have an idea of where the committees were last year and, where we would like to see them be in terms of like the same chairs of diverse demographics. In addition to that, I think that it would be nice to let the committee chairs know what the general composition of their committee is in comparison to the community so that maybe they can work to reach out to communities that aren't represented as well in their committee.
That's a follow-up question.
Let's respond to this. I would talk to you. I know you're looking at the last record. It does say that the examination asks includes questions including but not limited to those. So that information, other than just those four, would be available. Next on the speaker list is VP Batista.
I guess I don't know if you've heard this information further broad sense, but I'm just trying to bring part of the reason First of all, I think that we've had been saying how in the past year, looking too much, and I think that it would be different for the players that they had a lot of contact with all the community members. There's a lot of stuff like that. But also, I just wanted to know, so have you started to think about the specifics of have you started to think about the cultural community organizations and what sort of methods would you like to do that? Just to solve personally for the community members and what you're doing.
Next is definitely a topic. Thank you. We have a few seconds. You mean is there room for the FA to select categories or develop a category? There are only four categories in the entire document. They are defining diversity, or they're attacking it from four different angles, which is achievement, composition, engaging, and inclusion. The initiatives themselves can be anything. So they have to fall under one of those things. And it's not necessarily increase the target or engagement for a target group. There are different things that fall under engagement. So.
Yeah.
Right. He didn't mention an achievement portion. You can amend next week. Yeah. Last on the speaker's list is Representative Warshaw. Great. This will come up next week. The time is now 6:31. The time for our meeting has expired. I'm entertaining any motions.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. It has been seconded. No dissent. The meeting is now adjourned at 6:31.
This has been a production of Cornell University on the web at cornell.edu.